Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Russia was attacked by terrorists over the weekend. And do you think that the left in America cared about the casualties? Nope. Not at all. Before we do that, because we have a couple of clips here, let me tell you who I am. I'm Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Let me tell you, the left, I'm shocked they haven't talked about the guns. They have no care in the world about the casualties that happened in Russia. And you'll hear it. They start off, we're going to play the MSNBC news clip first. Get that one ready. So MSNBC starts out giving you the details.
This many people were shot and killed. This is how they breached the place, blah, blah, blah. It's credited to ISIS, yada, yada.
And then they go into the destruction mode. Putin was warned. He was warned by the United States. And then they go into... In the second clip, we've got a CNN clip where, Putin can't even protect his people. Now, I want you to understand, we've got Joe Biden who's got an open border. We've got terrorists in our midst. We have terrorists that are running around this city, running around cities all across America every day, killing people, brutalizing people. Joe Biden nor any Democrat can form any layer of protection around you. Look at any statistic you want. Ask yourself this. Joe Biden says he's made it safer. Then why is it that when you ask people about crime in America, they tell you, I feel less safe in my neighborhoods? Now you go, well, Kevin, that's a city thing. No, it isn't. The reason you would feel safe is you know that your leader, number one, isn't going to let people come into the country, isn't going to let lawbreakers in. Number two, he's going to penalize anybody, whatever political party you are. If you are letting criminals out on the street, he's going to do something about it. He's not going to allow them to make misdemeanors out of felonies. And I could go on. But do you think that the media is going to blame Joe Biden when the next terrorist attack occurs? You think they're going to say, oh, Joe Biden can't protect his people? I'll ask you this question before we play the clip. Do you think Donald Trump is better on terror or Joe Biden? See, because last time I checked, Joe Biden is the one who sent billions of dollars to Iran, who then funded Hamas to attack Israel. They've got cells. Comey said this years ago. There is a cell in every state, a terrorist cell operating in every state, all 50 states in the union. This is the protection? You think citizens in various cities across this country feel safe? I've done the research. I'm prompting you to do your own research. I know the answers. I'm like the attorney. I got them. Let's play that first clip. MSNBC explaining what happened and then going after Putin.
Turning now to the terror attack in Moscow, according to Russian state media, at least 133 people are dead from yesterday's shooting during a concert at the Crocus City Concert Hall, located in the outskirts of Moscow. Scores more are wounded, and officials expect the death toll to rise. Russian officials say camouflage-clad gunmen used explosives and automatic weapons in the attack, then proceeded to set the venue on fire with people still inside before successfully fleeing the scene. The Kremlin announced this morning that 11 people have been detained in connection with the attack, including the, quote, four terrorists directly involved, without elaborating or offering more details. ISIS-K, a branch of ISIS which operates in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iran, has claimed responsibility without offering evidence. Russian state media has yet to comment on that claim. U.S. officials say the ISIS-K claim appears genuine, and notably, U.S. officials say the attack is related to a March 7th security alert issued by the U.S. Embassy in Moscow, warning American citizens of, quote, reports that extremists have imminent plans to target large gatherings in Moscow to include concerts, end quote. U.S. also privately alerted Russia about the intelligence on potential ISIS activity. However, that warning was disregarded by Russia, with Vladimir Putin publicly calling it on Tuesday, quote, obvious blackmail and an attempt to intimidate and destabilize Russia.
So Putin didn't buy it. Putin said, what is the U.S. trying to do? Let me just tell you, Putin's right. It's a destabilization tactic. How do we know who's behind it? Who really funded it? After all, we know Joe Biden will give terrorists money. He'll trade five for five regular citizens against heinous war battle terrorists, and he'll ship money and he'll lift sanctions. That's what he'll do for terrorists. Let me tell you something. Don't be surprised if you learn down the road that the United States Biden administration had something to do with this attack. It wouldn't surprise me. I'm not trying to propose a conspiracy theory. I'm not telling you that it is, in fact, that. I'm telling you, don't be surprised if you learn that that's part of it. Destabilizing Russia. Now, I'm going to wait and play the other clip because I think it's a little too long. But here's what I want you to understand. The government has already alerted the media. Don't worry about the tragedy. Did you hear one thing in that first report that we just played where the host went, this is tragic? Did the people writing his copy, because he's not over it, but did the people writing his copy say the tragedy that befell 133 Russian citizens, probably more? Did they talk about any of the humanity of it? And the short answer is no. Let me tell you what else is not going to happen. They will not mention the guns in Russia. They won't talk about gun control. And I will tell you, I said it already, if this attack occurred in the United States, do you think that they would be blaming Biden? Or do you think that they would, let me tell you what they tell us. They would come on and tell us it could have happened. Anybody, you know, there are mean people in the world. Probably they blame it on MAGA to begin with. And then they come back and tell us, don't attack Muslims. Don't blame Muslims. Even if ISIS said we did it, they would tell us, don't blame Muslims. Anybody remember when the Paris concert got attacked by I think they killed 100 and something people, the largest attack in Paris. I don't remember if Macron was president or who was of Paris at the time. Not a single news outlet blamed it. Go look. I've already done the homework. Nobody said Macron or whoever it was can't protect his people. Nobody said that. It was a tragedy. They explained how they did it, how they locked the doors and, you know, gunmen killed, etc., etc. Not one ounce of tragedy. Now, they may come on later with pundits on CNN and say, well, you know, it's a tragedy that befell, and they'll talk a little bit about terrorism. But there are things that they don't want to discuss, and we're going to cover some of those questions when we return because I'm out of time for this segment. Keep it here, folks. Glad you're with me. Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verb Spray Vitamins. Verb Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verb Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit verbsprayvitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Folks, we got a ton to discuss. I don't want you to feel discouraged. I got lots on the plate. We will get to it, I promise you. Good stuff, but I want to talk about this Russian terror attack. You may be asking yourself, Kevin, why are we discussing a Russian terror attack? This ain't U.S. stuff, baby. It ain't America. I get it. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. It is America. That's what we're talking about, because the impact of this, there's a big metaphor here, folks. It speaks to so much about America, politics, and it speaks about it in terms that are ways that I think we will commit them to memory, because it's not just about a Russian terror attack. Radical Islamists are taking claim for this. So here's one of my questions to you that will have answered this segment. Did ISIS attack Russia during the time of Trump? Now, you may say, well, Trump and Russia are pals. So, you know, why wouldn't, if ISIS is going to attack, why wouldn't they do it during the time of Trump? Why are they doing it now? Because it could theoretically garner sympathy for the Russians. Think about it. They just got attacked. They lost 133 citizens, more than that. I don't know the number. It's probably gone up since the weekend. but they lost a bunch. And as I like to remind people, when you get the death numbers, don't forget the wounded. Sometimes there are things worse than death. What are these people left with? Blown out limbs? These people dropped bombs and shot people in crazy ways? What are these people going to be like? How did those lives change? You think the leftists and the Democrats care about that? By the way, what would Trump's response be with this? Would he call up Russia and say, I sympathize with you? Is Joe Biden going to call Putin and say, hey, listen, we're so sorry. Terrible attack. No country should go through this. Or is he going to ignore it? Is he going to do what he's doing with Trump and laugh as Letitia James wrongfully, illegally tries to seize Donald Trump's assets? I'm letting you know these things are they're related. See, Biden's picked his enemies. He's picked his sides. He's not working with Russia as a citizen of the world. The country is a Putin is a citizen of the world, and the country is a country doing what it thinks is best for its citizens. He's ignoring that. He's setting a whole different narrative against these guys. And I'm going to tell you, I said it in the first part of the program today. Don't be surprised if you learn that Biden's CIA did something to make this happen. These types of things, terrorists don't generally pick on major nations. They don't do it. It doesn't make for good policy. So was the U.S. involved? I don't know. I know this. This is one story where they can't blame Trump. Why would Trump stick terrorists on his buddy Putin, right? Too bad that's been taken off the table. I said earlier in the first part of the broadcast, I don't think the left are going to talk too much about gun control. Something tells me it's going to slip their mind because it happened in Russia. They're not going to be like, well, they should ban the AK, the Kalashnikov, because there's no way they should be having this rifle and letting people kill indiscriminately. I don't know why I'm talking like a Russian when I'm trying to act like Americans are saying it, but you get my point. They are going to talk about gun control. By the way, I don't think terrorists really care about gun control. Can you imagine if the Russians could have been armed? I don't know if they are or not, but I would venture to tell you there wasn't a gun in the house. Now Russia is going to look sympathetic. But I told you that's a trick question. If I didn't, I should have told you it is, because leftists will say this. You ready? Putin deserved it. Let's play that CNN clip. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Jill, to the point where Matthew's saying, right, that Putin prides himself and maintains his power by maintaining security, and now you have, in the context of a war, mass mobilizations and many dead, one of the deadliest terror attacks in Russia in decades. Can you put that into perspective?
I want to stop here just a second because I remember this clip. Thanks, guys. I remember this clip. This may be the worst explanation of a scenario happening. I don't know if this person is getting paid by CNN. Look, I did that for a living for Fox. If I phoned it in like this lady's going to do, I'd quit my job. I'd quit it. I would go, y'all don't even need to have me on here. But I want you to hear her torture that she's now. Remember how this woman, the host, set it up. Putin is supposed to be the protector, the great protector. What happened to him? What if that were asked of Joe Biden or all these mayors and governors and ultimately Joe Biden when Lagan Riley gets killed? Lagan Riley gets killed. Or some other person, that woman, is raped or brutalized by an illegal, or somebody dies in their DNI, a DUI from an illegal, or is brutalized in some other violent crime perpetrated by people coming across this country, dies from fentanyl overdoses. What about black-on-black crime? 2,000 black folks killed, whatever number, every year. It's mostly black-on-black crime. You're going to blame Joe Biden for that? You're going to blame the governors? You're going to blame the mayors? I blame them. I blame them a lot because they put people in situations for this. But I'm saying, do you think the leftist media is going to call on them to do it? Of course not. Let's play the rest of the clip.
Yeah, you know, I think it's kind of complicated, Aaron, because immediately people who know Russia are going to think of previous incidents, terrorist attacks that were used, exploited by President Putin to take action. It could be cracking down on society, more mobilization, whatever it is. And they go back, and I covered all of them, 1999, you know, back to 2002, 2004, et cetera. So that's one side of it. But the other side of it is this really looks bad for Vladimir Putin because it is a major attack. And if this is happening on his watch, when he is supposedly the protector of Russia, it just pales in comparison. So I think, you know, the most important thing now is that we have to watch is who are they going to blame for this? That's number one. And then blaming somebody, what will they do with that? How will they exploit and use that blame?
It's a horrible interview, but she did bring up a couple of interesting points. I'm going to go look at 1999, 2002, 2004, because apparently terror happens. I don't know if you've ever looked at the terror stats in America, but we publish them. Go look at mass shootings, for example. Those are terrorist attacks. We publish this stuff. But the idea that it's happening on his watch, everything happens on Putin's watch. He's been the president of Russia, or whatever his role is, for decades. Everything that he's responsible for. But is he responsible for it? Should he have paid attention to the U.S.? Probably. Would I, under the circumstances? Probably not. I think you got something to do with it. You got a dog in the fight, Joe Biden. Why would I believe you? But she touches on who will be blamed. Well, ISIS took credit. What will Russia do now that ISIS-K has said it did it? What will they do with that? But my question is, what's Joe Biden going to do? How are you going to keep beating up on Russia when they just suffered a terrorist attack? And again, I already know the answer because leftists are going to say he deserves it. The Russians voted like 84% to put Putin back into office. So they're the equivalent of MAGA. Let him go, right, Joe?
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. One U.S. senator says the world watched as Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the U.S. of meddling in its affairs when the U.S. was sending Moscow a warning about potential terror attacks like the one on Friday. Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia telling Fox News Sunday,
"If you want to know the difference between democracies and authoritarians, we will tell nations if we're worried about their civilians. Russia or Iran would never tell us if they had news that there was going to be a terrorist attack in the United States."
Russian authorities have confirmed more than 140 deaths. Gale force winds could be to blame for more than 100,000 power outages in the far northeastern U.S. late in the weekend. On Sunday night, power outages were widespread across much of coastal southwest Maine. According to PowerOutage.us, around 9 p.m., there were more than 116,000 utility customers without electricity. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden lies about everything, and he's created an ecosystem of liars. People that support, condone, enhance, allow his lies, encourage even. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Folks, please go to the website, the Kevin Jackson Network, look at what we do, but I'm going to give you a couple things to think about. One, if you want to save a few bucks during the time of Bidenflation, I have something that will help you. I'm telling you right now. If you go to my website, you'll see a thing called Finmore, F-I-N-M-O-R-E, and there's a link to my site. If you sign up to get the credit card, you're linking your credit card to their all card. It will save you tens of dollars, if not hundreds of dollars a month. It will, depending upon what you buy. Go to Walmart, you go to Home Depot, so, you know, Best Buy, whatever. There's hundreds and hundreds of stores where you get an automatic discount. And that automatic discount is going to save you $2 here, $3 there. It's fractional dollars, you know, but it'll save you over time hundreds of dollars a year. And I'm telling you because I know it, because I do it. I've used it myself. So I hope you check it out. It'll help us if you get on there, just being up front. But it's going to help you more. And I'll even make you a deal. If it doesn't help you more, you can stop it at any time. But here's what I'll tell you. If it saves you 50 bucks a month, let's split it. You give me 25. I'm confident. I'm that confident. The other thing I want to tell you about is I'm taking these Verve spray vitamins. You can go to vervesprayvitamins.com. You spray it on the inside of your cheek. And it absorbs 90% versus 10% with pills. And I'm telling you, if you want to sleep, take the melatonin. You want energy, take energy. There's six different modules. One of them sold out. The daily one is sold out. As soon as it's back available, I'll let you know. But the others, for cold and flu, things like that, they're available. Go to vervesprayvitamins.com. And if you put in the code ACTION, you're going to get the biggest discount they offer anywhere. What the guys did at Verve is they wanted to make this affordable. They wanted to make vitamins affordable to the poor people. I happen to be one of those now. So they want to make it affordable. And if you'll check it out, see what you think. By the way, great flavors. You're going to like the flavors. So check it out, vervesprayvitamins.com, and it's ACTION is the code word. And get a few of the modules. Veteran-owned company started by Marines. These guys formulated here. They're sold out because people love it. But you'll love the others too, I promise you. Anyway, check it out. And it helps us, but it also helps you. So, Biden's lying. And I want to go into this because I want to talk about I've already talked about crime stats and things like that, but I'm gonna tell you the ruse these people wanna do for us. They wanna lie to your face and make you believe something that is gonna, quite frankly, endanger you. Biden has lied about it. He's lied about the election. He doesn't believe he won. They talk about Trump doesn't believe he lost. Let me tell you something. Joe Biden doesn't believe he won. He knows it was a lie. January 6th, a lie. We know this, folks. This isn't a guess. Bidenflation, a lie. COVID deaths, a lie. Vaccine deaths, they won't tell you. That's a lie. Climate change, it's a lie. Why are we funding Ukraine? That's a lie. Joe Biden's family business, and he says, I don't have anything to do with it. Lie, lie, lie. And folks, that's just for starters. I promise you, I could go on. If I delved into each of these lies, which we do periodically, but they're each a show. There's a show of lies here. Joe Biden says, oh, dude, Hunter Biden doesn't want to testify. Why? His brother testifies lies. The media helping this. So we're talking about New York, where the dissatisfaction of only 30-something percent of the people are satisfied with things. They believe it's safe to be in New York. They can't stand the traffic. They say if you're a cyclist, you're not safe. If you're a pedestrian, you're not safe. If you use a subway, you're probably the least safe. And it's based on money can get you out of certain situations, but most of the people, 70% of the people, rated their neighborhoods in New York as going downhill, decline from before. And that's just, I'm just getting started. But here's where I want to go. I want to go to the lies that are being told about crime. The thing about New York, and I did this earlier segment about it, the people are sick of the crime. They don't feel safe. I was curious when I saw the article because Joe Biden's team says, don't believe your eyes. It is safe. And I'm going to play a clip on that in a bit. But I wanted to look and see, well, maybe Joe Biden is making the world safer. I mean, I don't believe it. I don't feel it. But maybe he is. Let me go look at some statistics. Because we often reference the FBI statistics. And what people don't realize is the FBI statistics are the least updated. They ask people for the data. And then there's another little surprise because as we've learned with almost everything with Joe Biden, they want to pencil whip you with data. I'll give you an example. They tell us the inflation rate's only 7% or whatever. If you use the old method for doing it from the 1980s, we're in the 20% inflation rate, which of course is what you're experiencing. But they want to pencil whip you. They want to tell you, no, we're going to erase that. We're not going to use the way it used to be calculated. We're going to remove this or that because they want to make it look better. I don't know about you. I'm so sick of that. Why are you covering this stuff up? Why is the media not doing its job and just reporting what's really happening? People are suffering. Suicide's up. I did a thing the other day. I told you guys about the bloodbath that was happening. The bloodbath is happening in leftist cities. Over every leftist cause, whether it's, you know, inflation or whether it's business starts, academia, you name it. The bloodbath is happening wherever they put their fingerprints. Let's go ahead and play that clip from Chris Hayes. Chris Hayes is trying to convince us that Joe Biden has done a wonderful job on crime. So let's hear that clip.
If you happen to be a frequent viewer of this program, you might be familiar with this chart. The picture it paints is about as clear as it gets. There was a record spike in violent crime under Donald Trump in 2020. Shoots up to the left there. There's been a consistent decline since President Joe Biden took office. The thing about crime data, it takes a long time to aggregate. It's actually gotten worse over time. The chart is based on preliminary information because it takes a while for the full picture to come into focus. These stats trickle out before the FBI drops its final report in October for the year before. But here's the thing. The Bureau just released some more data, new data from 2023, indicating that, yes, there was indeed a massive drop in crime last year. According to one crime data analyst who spoke to NBC News, when all is said and done, 2023, quote, we will have seen likely the largest one-year decline in murder that has ever been recorded. It is indisputable the country is getting both safer and more prosperous in the last 4 years under President Biden. It doesn't seem like that message is getting through, at least not for now. I think it's true for a lot of reasons, generally related to media consumption. Local news in particular has a number of mostly financial incentives to hyper-fixate on crime, and they do. It's especially true for violent crime, often in a way that's disproportionate to actual statistics. And of course, right-wing cable news is an obvious political incentive to portray life in President Biden's America as negatively as possible.
Crime is out of control in many cities.
Crime is out of control.
Violent crime is out of control.
Crime is completely out of control.
Crime is out of control.
Crime is out of control.
The crime is out of control.
Crime is out of control.
Crime is out of control. We become a lawless society.
Crime is out of control. I'm afraid to go to the mall.
I think the media focus is one reason why this message is not getting through. But some of the responsibility also falls on the Biden administration itself, which until recently hasn't done a great job articulating the real tangible successes on this front, which is why it's very interesting to me when earlier this week the Biden-Harris White House released this statement touting the new data from the FBI and taking credit for making Americans safer. Quote, thanks to the American Rescue Plan, which every Republican in Congress voted against, we made the largest ever federal investment in fighting and preventing crime at any time in our history.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Just want you to see how the media covers stuff. They ignore the data. By the way, I want to be very clear. I'm about to play something in the next segment that will refute everything Chris Hayes had to say. Everything. And it's such a blatant lie, you have to ask yourself, where's media integrity? But I really want to drive the point home that you can't trust anything these people say. See, I want you to know the truth. Under Trump, I felt safer overseas. I felt safer in cities. Did I feel safe? No. Safer. Because there's when Republicans are in charge, you at least believe that people are going to be held accountable for the bad things that they do. You can't say that under Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Almost every major leftist publication on the planet is reporting the new FBI statistics that crime is down. And it's down in record numbers. And the only reason why you don't believe it is because of hype. It isn't because of anything you've experienced, seen, been told by friends or whatever. It's whatever you've been told. It's anecdotal. Don't believe it. It's not happening. I know. Smash and grabs. They're not happening. Cops shutting down, you know, various streets and stuff like that because of crime in major cities like Miracle Mile in Chicago, etc. That's not happening. The gang of kids in the suburbs where I live, I forget what they call them, but these kids that killed a kid at a party. My son was telling me about him. He knew one of the kids that's in that gang. And you'd never guess it. But they're running around here terrorizing. That didn't happen. The kid that got shot at a park where my kid plays baseball. Folks, this is the suburbs. I'm not talking about Phoenix. I'm talking about the suburbs. Chandler, Arizona. You heard of it? It's a baseball, big baseball capital. A lot of kids do great here. All over the place. Break-ins now, things that are happening in the suburbs. We moved to get away from that stuff, and it's creeping out here. Not as much as in the cities. And do you really want to go there with the cities? Oh, yeah. They're reporting their crime. They're giving you the crime stats. And let me tell you what the cities are doing. They're never going to admit this, but this is a fact. They underreport during the times of Democratic presidents. They underreport it. They go, oh, we're not going to cover that. We're not going to report this. They literally doctor the stats. But even when they aren't doctoring the stats, I'll ask you this. Do you think that the average New Yorker feels safer or not? Do you think that the average Los Angeles feels safer or not? Give me your major city. Go talk to anybody there. Do you believe their perception is going to match what the Biden administration wants you to believe is reality? Which is, crime levels are down to what we haven't seen since the mid-1960s. This is what they said. I'm going to read this. Overall violent crime levels have done even better. They're touting Joe Biden's numbers. They're down the levels last seen in the mid-1960s. And here's the next sentence. Yet much of the public still thinks the U.S. is in the midst of a crime wave. I wonder why. So it's the difference between some bureaucrat telling you, I'm analyzing the data and crime's going down, and somebody on the street telling you, I just saw this. I just witnessed this. Who do you believe? I want to play what Chris, just the first part of that Chris Hayes MSNBC report telling you that crime is down in America.
If you happen to be a frequent viewer of this program, you might be familiar with this chart. The picture it paints is about as clear as it gets. There was a record spike in violent crime under Donald Trump in 2020. Shoots up to the left there. There's been a consistent decline since President Joe Biden took office. The thing about crime data, it takes a long time to aggregate. It's actually gotten worse over time. The chart is based on preliminary information because it takes a while for the full picture to come into focus. These stats trickle out before the FBI drops its final report in October for the year before. But here's the thing. The Bureau just released some more data, new data from 2023, indicating that, yes, there was indeed a massive drop in crime last year. According to one crime data analyst who spoke to NBC News, when all is said and done, 2023, quote, we will have seen likely the largest one-year decline in murder that has ever been recorded. It is indisputable the country is getting both safer and more prosperous in the last 4 years under President Biden.
You think anybody really believes that? We're safer and more prosperous? Look, folks, you don't need to hear me complain about, and for the record, I'm not complaining. I'm just giving you the facts. Worst economic 4 years of my life have occurred under Joe Biden. And I bet many of you feel the same. And I'm not talking about you may have made the same amount of money, but it didn't go nearly as far. And that's a fact. But I want to play the second part of this, which is a clip from a news channel telling you don't believe the data because it's fake data. And this is what Channel 5 in some major city, I think in New York, giving you actual saying, look, I know what they're telling you, but that's not what we're seeing. Here's the clip.
America, some concerning numbers from the FBI as crime rates rise around the country. The agency says nearly 40% of law enforcement agencies nationwide did not submit any data to its newly revised crime statistic collection service in 2021, creating huge gaps in national crime stats. Without the numbers, the FBI cannot analyze crime effectively. Dre Clark, live with a closer look at the numbers and the information that we don't have. Dre.
Adrian, good morning. It's important to know right away that although the NYPD, the largest police agency in the country, is not currently reporting its 2021 crime data to the FBI, experts say the agency has a very good handle on what's happening crime-wise here in the city because it has its own very sophisticated crime tracking system. But the FBI says in order to assess how bad crime is nationwide, it needs the full cooperation of local law enforcement.
The New York City and Los Angeles Police Departments are among the 40% of law enforcement agencies nationwide not sharing their 2021 crime data with the FBI. In America's heartland, Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska, among the states with dozens of cities not reporting their information.
Crime is on a lot of people's mind, and it's fortunate that 2021 is when we don't have good crime data across the country.
Weewa Lee is with the Marshall Project, a nonpartisan, nonprofit news organization that covers the country's criminal justice system. Lee discovered what she calls a massive gap in crime data not being reported to the FBI.
For example, we probably wouldn't be able to know which city has the highest homicide rate.
The FBI started collecting crime data almost a century ago, asking local law enforcement agencies around the country to submit data to its Uniform Crime Reporting System. Participation is voluntary, not a federal mandate. As of 2018, more than 16,000 agencies were submitting data.
The FBI announced a couple years ago that by 2021, we won't take data from the old system anymore.
The new system is called the National Incident-Based Reporting System, or NIBRIS for short. Wee says she doesn't believe agencies are intentionally concealing or underreporting their data. It's about timing and money, she says.
No one could have foreseen the pandemic or the murder of George Floyd.
The pandemic and social justice demonstrations kept police busy. Also, it cost millions to transition to the new system, and millions more for training and maintaining it.
The prediction seems to lie around 2025, 2026 is when the national crime statistics will get a good coverage again.
The FBI has spent well over $150 million in the last 5 years helping local law enforcement agencies transition to that new reporting system. But many of those agencies say they still don't have enough money and manpower to make a successful transition. One other note here, Adrian, late this morning, or actually a short time ago, we got a statement from the NYPD telling us that they are now in the process of making that transition to the new reporting system. And so it's only a matter of time before they get that 2021 crime data to the FBI.
Now, that report was from 2022. And it's the data's late. Nothing's changed. These jurisdictions are still not reporting. It's still underreported. And Joe Biden is out there spiking the football. That was a lady telling you there. These jurisdictions can't make the transition. And you can Google it. Right now, let me tell you what you're going to get. You're going to get all this glorious news about the crime. It's dropped. It's dropped. It's dropped. It's still dropping. It's dropping. It's dropping. Oh, look at it. It's dropped. But then you go and do a little bit more digging, and you'll find out. Well, I'll give you the case in Los Angeles. They said, oh, our crime rate has dropped 7%. Well, that's not nearly what Joe Biden is taking. I mean, it doesn't jive with the numbers that he's giving. But even with that, as I said earlier, what you'll also learn is they're underreporting crime. Just Google it. Don't believe me. These people are blatantly lying. And just like they've done with all the things I mentioned earlier, they want you to believe the unbelievable, to believe the unthinkable. Again, smash and grabs. If you don't think that's happening, I dare you to go to a store. Go to a store in New York, in L.A., whatever, CVS is, Target, etc., these businesses that are leaving these jurisdictions, and ask them why they're leaving. Are they leaving because things are good, and or are they leaving because of what? The five-letter word, crime. It makes no sense. It doesn't even make common sense. And these guys are selling it the same way they want to sell you that Bidenflation was transitory. Then it really isn't even happening. Oh, it is happening, but it's good for you.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.